Make it 2 years in a row for Fargo South.
And so it's with real pride that I get to announce that today's winner not only has one, but 2 degrees from North Dakota State University, a fellow Bison. Please help us announce, congratulate right here from Fargo South High School, English teacher, 2018 Teacher of the Year, Leah Jelke.
Governor Doug Burgum and Superintendent of Public Instruction Kirsten Baszler were on hand to introduce the 5 Teacher of the Year candidates, including Fargo South English language instructor Leah Jelke. Jelke's been at Fargo South since 2013. Superintendent Baszler says among her early achievements is the project Journey to America, which uses the words of students to describe the trials of families from other parts of the world in their migration to America. Baszler says it's the outreach by Jelke that shows she's willing to go the extra mile to help students of all cultures succeed.
She has given the community of Fargo and the state of North Dakota a better understanding of the new Americans that we are blessed to have in our midst.
In receiving the award, Jelke says there's a lingering sense of disbelief to be named Fargo Teacher of the Year and now North Dakota Teacher of the Year. She says given the political tension surrounding new Americans today, she tries not to let it interfere with her teaching. She says her students are told to show up in her classroom with respect and a positive attitude.
With that positive attitude, that's how we make it through together. And, you know, the news is always going to be there. There's always going to be negative things to hear and to see, to listen to. But you just got to be educated, be positive, and go from there.
The other 4 finalists included Heather Jane Tomlin Rohr, a kindergarten teacher at Louis L'Amour Elementary in Jamestown. Sandra Evenson, a 6th grade science teacher at Cheney Middle School in West Fargo. Thomas Clapp, a science teacher at Northern Cass High School in Hunter. And Lene Holman, who teaches special needs and deaf and hard of hearing students at Longfellow Elementary in Minot. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.